At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Number one to welcome these days. You know, it's actually istighfar. Have Allah to forgive you and forgive me and forgive us. You want to glorify these days? Yes. So how you glorify it? I want to do good deeds. But I don't do it. Or I don't do as much as I want. Or the way I want it. Or the quality I do. Why? Sins is a block. Sins is a block. And the beautiful ayah that came to my mind was Sayyidina Nuh said, you ask Allah for forgiveness. All the goodness is going to come. That's what he said. He said, ask Allah for forgiveness. He'll give you children. He'll forgive your sins. He will give you strength. So the first thing, everyone, myself number one, I need to start saying, astaghfirullah. Use any form you want. Bismillah. He said, as we know, we are, alhamdulillah, approaching the first 10 days of the Hijjah. This I repeated before we start. And I was planning to fast. But subhanAllah, I got my period. What else I can do to benefit from those days? I really hope to get a reply from you. And then the next question, so I group them together. What can I compensate? Or what can compensate fasting in the first 10 days of the Hijjah? I have anemia, so I might not be able to fast all day, and I may find it difficult. So what is the answer? Bismillah, don't fast. Don't fast, she's sick. Like, so what does she do? Okay. So I'm going to take you through what is all this about. Why do we care? Let's put it this way. Why the 10 days? So it started yesterday, actually. And some of them are very lucky they are there. And may Allah give us the reward because we know we wanted to be there, but we just couldn't. SubhanAllah. Alhamdulillah for that. So Allah, before that, I wanted to learn this concept. If you look at the Islamic calendar, you will see that every month, maybe every 2 months, one time where there is more than 2 months, but there's always an opportunity. So we had Ramadan, right? That was April. And then what happened? Yeah, 6 days of Shawwal. Then the Dhulqa'dah came in, right? So we became black. We're not the same as we were. All are smiling. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows this, so he brings this. Then, okay, we do the 10 days, and then we didn't go to Hajj, or we went, and we are really up and strong. And then the 20 days, we go down again. And then what happens? Muharram comes in, right? And then after Muharram, there's a break. So these cold breathes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the hadith of Rasulullah, he said, Inna Allahi fi dahrikum nafahat, your Lord, throughout the year, and dahr here is year, or you can say the whole lifetime, there is breezes. He calls nafahat. Nafahat is breeze. You know when you go to the beach and then beautiful weather and then you feel it? What do you normally do? Right? That's a nafahat. And what did he say? He said, فَتَعْرَضُوا لَهَا. Expose yourself to it. So when someone calls you and says, come on in, the beach. Now today is a beautiful day and it's very calm. There's a beautiful breeze. Come, just smell it. Don't you go if you can? And you feel good, that's the meaning of it. And he says, now, whosoever get exposed to these breezes and get it, he will never be sad afterwards. So the first thing, and I'm going to come, of course, to the question, because almost everybody was asking, I can't fast. Before we fast, it's not Ramadan. So before we fast, why do I care about these days? What's so special about these days? So this is the first thing, is you have to feel they are special. Especially for us here, because nothing changes. Nothing changes. Neither in the home, nor at work, nor in the street. Nobody. Many of the Muslims don't even know it is the 10 days, because many of us don't follow the the Islamic calendar. The first thing I need to say, okay, this is a special day. This is one of the breezes. So this is a good weather, beautiful breeze, breezes these days. Who said they are a breeze? So what did the Rasul said about them? And he said, the best days. Pay attention to this. And there's a huge debate between scholars about the hadith. The best days of the year is the last these days. And the huge debate between scholars, what about Ramadan? And imagine you, me, in Ramadan. How do I feel that tomorrow is Ramadan? I'm in Ramadan. How do I feel? How do I feel here? Most of us, okay, alhamdulillah, Arafah. Everybody is looking at Arafah. Alhamdulillah. But these days are valuable as Arafah. Arafah has a special dhikr, special dua, special. But these days are not less. So as you look to Ramadan, young and old, look to it. That's why everybody's asking about fasting. These are the best days of the year, 365. These are the best days. So the discussion was, okay, which one is better, Ramadan or this? Scholars put them together. They said the ninth are the ninth of the 10 last nights of Ramadan. And the days are the best these days, the days of the year. So first thing for me to look at these days, I need to change my mental way, how I look at them. This is not the usual Tuesday. This is not the usual, yesterday was not the usual Monday. I didn't fast because it was Monday. I think Monday, but I fasted because it was the 10 days. I gave charity not because I am charitable or someone reached out to me. Alhamdulillah, that happened because then the good deed became easy for you. But I did it because these are the 10 days. And why is that also? Because وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. When you glorify the symbols of Allah, it's a sign that you have Allah in your heart. And these are His signs. We look at Adhan as symbol of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We look at Ramadan, we look at Eid, we look at Arafah. But these 10 days are symbol of Allah. You need to feel it when everything starts from here. If I don't feel it, nothing is going to happen outside. Even if people tell me, I'm going to brush it. I'm going to find excuses. But if I really feel it in me here, then I need to pay attention. This is not the usual tahajjud. This is not the usual fajr. I do it on time. This is not the day I'm going to miss a salah. This is how you start changing the way you look. So the first thing is you have one. You need to glorify it, number one. Number two is, what did he say about them? He said, these 10 days, no days in the whole year, the good deeds are more valuable than the good deeds in these 10 days. They asked him, what al jihad fi sabilillah? Not even somebody goes to fight for Allah. And he said, what al jihad fi sabilillah? Except if the person goes for jihad and he doesn't come back, meaning he died. So imagine your salah, your extra two rak'ah today, as if a man went for jihad to fight the enemy. Two rak'ah, or a little bit extra dhikr, or holding the tongue, or reading more Quran, and of course fasting, of course. But the whole idea is, I need to know why, what is the reward. Because when I look at it differently, I'll act differently, and that means I glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The best way to welcome them. Today is only the second day. We still have 8 days to go. And next week, we're going to talk about the day of Eid only. Why do we celebrate? How do we celebrate? Do we really celebrate as Muslims, or everything is really serious and we don't have fun in Islam? We'll talk about it next week. So here you go. The best way to welcome them, number one, who can tell me? You know what, it would be great. Number one to welcome these days. Yes. That's why I'm asking, because I want you to think. No, it's actually istighfar. Ask Allah to forgive you, and forgive me, and forgive us. It's a beautiful discussion about that, again, because of the time, and I want to cover some questions. They say, you want to glorify these days? Yes. So how you glorify it? I want to do good deeds. But I don't do it. Or I don't do as much as I want. Or the way I want it. Or the quality I do. Why? Sins is a block. Sins is a block And the beautiful ayah that came to my mind was Sayyidina Nuh said, وَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدُكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. You ask Allah for forgiveness, all the goodness is going to come. This is what he said. He said, ask Allah for forgiveness. He'll give you children. He'll forgive your sins. He will give you strength. So the first thing, everyone, myself number one, I need to start saying astaghfirullah. Use any form you want. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, la ilaha illa al-hayy al-qayyum wa atubu ilayh, la ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min adh-dhalimin. Any form you want. You don't know anything, just say astaghfirullah. You don't memorize anything, don't worry. But don't say it one constant. Constant. And I'm going to come quickly to the dhikr, which is the main act of ibadah in these families. So, you know, when you welcome someone, think of it this way. You have guests coming tomorrow, and the guests are really special. Somebody so special in your life, they've never been in your home before, or they have been years ago. And you're so excited. And they tell, and you're going to say, you know what, I put a plan. I need to get ready, right? And everybody is different. This is what I need. This is a special guest comes once a year. I don't know if I'm alive next year. I don't know if I'm alive or I am alive, but in my state of mind or I have the health. So the first thing I'm saying, this is a special guest. When you have special guests, other things become unimportant. Are you with me? You lower the other things. You put them on the side. Anything that is not a priority, I'm not going to do it in these 10 days. And exactly like Ramadan, we do this always in Ramadan, especially the last 10 days, right? The same way. Anything that's not important is going to be in the back burner. I'll do it at Eid, right? I'm not going to go shopping. These are the 10 days of Ramadan and 10 days of the Hijjah, right? I'm not going to go to have fun with my friends and drink coffee or do this or do that. This is the 10 days. Same as Ramadan. So number one is you glorify them. Number two, Allah istighfar. Asking Allah for forgiveness. Don't tell me you have never disobeyed Allah. If you tell me this, I'll talk to you after the class. And I was like, okay, tell me the secret. Because the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطاء إن التواب. All the children of Adam are sinners. And the best among them, those who ask for forgiveness. So I can't claim I'm perfect. Then I am actually for sure lying. Or I am saying, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ didn't say this too. So, لا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't say it's me. No. Keep asking Allah for istighfar. Glorify it in your heart. Now comes what do I do? The question. So, somebody has their period. What do you do? Fasting is one of them. Salah is one of them. There is way more. You know what is the best deed you do in here? The best good deed you do in these days? Stay away from things. Don't disobey him. Don't sit down and watch the usual things you watch. Don't do texting and the same discussion and the same. Don't hurt people. Not jabr al-talab. Don't hurt people. Number one. Yani, number one, remove the ill and then bring the good. You know, in medicine, when you have an infected wound, we don't give you treatment first. We have to clean it first. It's not going to get better. So you clean, remove the sin, sit down with everybody today. And say it between you and Allah. Nobody needs to know. He knows. What things do you do? Usual. Normal. I don't even have to worry about them. They are my normal life. What did I do? I did this. Right? Again, external and internal. The way I dress, the way I speak, the way I handle other people's. And then internally, what do I harbor in my heart? I don't like her. I hate her. I hate him. Why? And I'm jealous. All these diseases, these are sins. Because they are, alhamdulillah, Allah will not make us accountable about them internally. Otherwise, we're done. But the more I harbor them, the more I let them live in my heart, what will happen? One day I'll do it. Yeah, don't tell me I can control. We all fail in this. Just a little bit of sugar, and then comes up. And then somebody, haven't you had somebody look at you and say, why did you overreact like that? And I've been carrying it in my heart for you for a long time. The number one good deed in these days is do not. Literally write it on whatever reminder you want. Do not disobey Allah. Don't disobey Him. Meaning don't delay your salah. Don't miss your salah. These are major ones. Then think about the fasting. And I love this question because we always think of fasting. It's beautiful. Don't underestimate one of the most beloved deeds to Allah. But that doesn't mean if I can't add the two questions, medical or because of the menstruation. So number one, stay away from sin. Lift your sin. Your children, don't hurt the children. Children, don't hurt your parents. It's both. Wife, don't hurt your husband. Husband, don't hurt your wife. Because these are sins. Iza'ul Muslim, hurting a Muslim is sin. Unless you are doing correctly and rightly and nicely and they took it wrong, that's their issue. But in general, stay away from sin, number one. Number two, what are you doing in the last 2 days? You're looking at me like, what did she ask? Huh? Dhikr of Allah. Dhikr. The number one action here, this ayam, ayamu, dhikr. It's remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how do I remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What are you telling me? Dr. Arifa, I work, and then I have to drive 1 hour, I have to take my children right along. Now, alhamdulillah, there's no school, but I'm sure there's summer camp and all this, and I have to go back and cook. The usual life story, right? So how do you handle it? That's why I said the easiest act of ibadah, the easiest act of worship is actually because you need nothing. You don't need wudu. You don't need to know where is the qibla. You don't need to be covered. You don't need to be in certain places. Wherever you are, only place you cannot do dhikr is only one place, bathroom. And actually, there is a dhikr before you go in, and there's a dhikr as you come out. So there is no excuse whatsoever not to be in dhikr. As the Rasulullah said to one of the Sahaba, يَكُمْ لِسَانَ كَرَطُبًا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Keep your tongue moist. Moist, because when you speak, saliva comes out. Keep your tongue moist. Astaghfirullah is one of them. Alhamdulillah is another. Somebody asks you, how are you? Don't say good. It's the 10 days. This is how I say to myself, Allah throw the good deed, the opportunity of good deed, Allah throw it to me. And I just, how are you? Alhamdulillah, that's a good deed. 10 days. This is better than a person goes and do jihad, struggle. Right? Are you feeling okay? Not my best, but everything comes from Allah al Khair. That's it. You remember. What is dhikr? Is remembrance. Remembering what?
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Have you ever thought of remembering what? What? No. Remembering what? Allah, fadkuruni azkurukum. Wadkuruni wa la tadkurun. Remember me. I remember you. And be grateful and don't be angry. You know this famous verse of Surah Al-Baqarah. And Surah commented on it for a long time. What is it, Quruni? Quruni means what? Many, many commentary on it. Number one is by your tongue. You say, Bismillah, Allah will remind you, Allah will mention you and me, the sinners, in His presence. Just because I remembered. Subhanallah, just because I said Alhamdulillah. Just because somebody says hi and says salam alaikum. That's the dhikr. That's dhikr that I'm not an extreme. I am remembering my Creator in a very simple, easy way. And He will remember me. He will mention Haifa in His gathering. His gathering with the Prophet, with the martyrs, me, you. Just by saying this, how miser we are. How miser we are. One. Number two, so if Quruni is by tongue. Number two is by your body. This is a very new concept. I just learned it, Hamari. Dhikrullah is when you obey. When you are about to look at something, you know, and you say, no, I'm not gonna look because that's not pleasing to Allah. That's dhikr. You just remember Him. And they say, you remember Him by staying away from disobedience. He remember you by making obedience easy, making the phone fasting is very easy, making your waking up for Fajr is easy, making any good deed is easy. You want to give charity and you say, I'm not finding anybody. Suddenly, out of the blue, someone sends you a text and says, this family coming, whatever they need, can you? Say, Subhanallah, how does they know? They didn't know. Allah brought them here. Dhikrullah. And we are, and I am number one, we are so not good, let's not say bad, in the dhikr. We talk a lot, especially after so, yes? Yes? Absolutely. Right? And how many of the sentences? Sometimes, you know what I like to do? I like to record myself in not in lectures, in real life, and see. Like, you know, we do selfies, we love selfies. Everybody's crazy about it, literally. I was about to faint from selfie in Malaysia. I was like, can I say no? And I'm like, I couldn't. But honestly, everybody's so crazy about selfies. That's okay, not haram, alhamdulillah. But what about selfie of my heart? What is in it? And how about selfie of my conversation? Tazkuruni, put Allah in your conversation, in any way. You know, even like yesterday, I was delivering a baby and it was 8:05 and I was about to finish. And I said, what time? The nurse figured it out. Said, Dr. Yunus, are you fasting? And I said, yes. So I figured it out. And I said, how come? She said, because you're not as strong as you're normal. And she said, this is the beauty when the non-Muslims ask. He said, is it health or is it religion? Meaning the intermittent fasting. And I said, no. And she learned everything about the 10 days of the day. Yes, I didn't. Allah throw it in my lap. I was doing C-section. And I said, no, this is religion. These are the best 10 days. And honestly, so I'm listening. Done. So this is what I was trying to share with everybody, because we live in the real world. We live with, you go to, you know, to buy something. You buy something. Please, from the Quran, ask Allah. I actually always do this. I always ask Allah to bring the opportunity. Sometimes you don't want to be like a giving lectures wherever you go. Doesn't look good. But open the opportunity, one. And two, when he opened the opportunity, I take it. I don't let it pass. So dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sahaba came to complain to Rasulullah. Another beautiful hadith. I learned it probably 20 years ago. And said, ذَهَبَ الْمُفَرِّدُونَ The people who are always in dhikr. They came and says, the people, the meeting, the people who have money, they are way ahead of us because they have money, so they can do charity. Right? Not everybody has money. So he said, I'm going to teach you something. I'm just giving you the meaning of it, not exactly the hadith. So, okay, you go and do dhikr of Allah, and you will be the same as them. Now, the people who have money heard this. They're not like you and me. You know, we go by minimum. خلاص, I prayed, alhamdulillah. So the people who are rich, they said, that's it, fine, we will do it. So the poor came to Rasulullah said, Ya Rasulullah, they are doing it. They are rich, they're giving charity, and they are doing dhikr. He said, that is the fadlullah yu'tihi man yashaa. That's the blessings of Allah, will give it to whom he will. Point, you and me, we all can do dhikr. Even if you cannot speak, you can do dhikr in your heart. Can't you say, astaghfirullah, alhamdulillah, subhanallah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah? One of the pleasures of Jannah is la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So that's number, I didn't say fast, because the question was, she can't fast. And I didn't say salah, because she can't pray. For everybody else, yes. There is, you do it, they say there are three things. You stay away from things. You do the obligations, but you do them with excellence. With 2 seconds salah, 2 minutes salah, you know, Allahu Akbar, I have no idea what I read with Bismillah salah. Allahu Akbar, salam, salam, done. Did you pray? Yes, I did. Not in the 10 days. Not in the 10 days. At least in the time where I, let's say, if I am at work or really I have only 5 minutes, alhamdulillah. But if I am really at home, and there is nothing going on, and I am on my phone checking all my social media, get up and present to Allah, this one best salah you've ever done. Even if you don't know how to read a lot of Quran, doesn't matter. Read it slowly, prolong your ruku, prolong your sujood. Be different. Be different. Ihsan al-fara'ud, they say. You do it with perfection. That is why, what's one of the most common, and everybody is asking about it, good deed you do in this 10 days. Come on, everybody is asking about it. Huh? No, not dhikr, qurbani. Don't you slaughter? Yes? Oh, what's that? What happened today? What happened? I leave you 2 weeks. That's what happened. Right? Don't you suffer? Right? Whether one, whether more. How many Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam slaughtered in the only Hajj he went to? Anybody knows? I can't hear you. Wallah, I can't hear you. One per family. That's not the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. That's what we are supposed to do. I'm talking about how many he did. How many he sacrificed? Really? I do three. But the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, he did 100. 63, he slaughtered it himself. 63, he slaughtered it himself. Even they said, some said it's 63, that's the age he died. And he did 100. The rest Sayyidina Ali slaughtered them. 100, right? Now, the number is one of the ways, if you can, very expensive. Literally, I'm getting messages from people. They say, we have never had meat since last time. Last Eid. Not this Eid. Since last year, the 10 days, honestly. Now we find what? What? Come on, chicken, fish, right? Lamb, I don't like it. Goat, beef, what is the problem? Literally, I got more than one message. And I thought, yeah, Allah, please forgive us. So you slaughter. Now, in the slaughter, to perfect, remember we're talking about perfecting your ibadah. So you do what you perfected. It's not only you do more what you can, if you can afford. But also you choose the best. You know that. And Hadi, especially if you're in Hadi, you don't just bring anything. You bring the best. And always remember when you slaughter this verse, I love it, it's Surah Al-Hajj. لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لَكُمُهَا وَلَا جِمَاعُهَا وَلَكِنَا لَهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. The blood and the meat of the animal that we slaughter will not reach Allah. But Allah will reach, what reaches to Allah is the taqwa in us. Why do we talk? Especially if you're doing it, let's say, back home or overseas, the really needy people, you're not even eating. So the first thing is you stay away from things. Number two, you do exercise, not necessarily salah and fasting, if you can't, again the question, but you do it, not only you do it with God. Here's with you recently my experience of Taraweeh in one masjid overseas. I think I did. In one ruqah, he read al-Baqar. And in second, I was there. I didn't hear it. I was behind him. One ruqa, Allah Jalla. One ruqa al-Baqar. And one ruqa al-Imran. And one ruqa al-An'am. Beyond. And I've never seen this in my life. So here you are. As I say to myself, let's give Allah, choose Allah the best enough. The best enough. You know when you're invited this wedding or this gathering, graduation these days, graduation and wedding days. This is the day, right? So when you go to a wedding, you go with your jeans, you don't take a shower? No. I need to get ready. Right? And get ready, Allah knows how long it takes. That's fine. Again, as long as it's not haram, it's good. Why don't I get ready? And I, the same way I do with people, may Allah forgive me, I do it with Allah. I present my salah to Allah the best way, as if I'm getting ready to go for a wedding. Let alone you are the bride. Or my fasting, or my Quran, or my zikr. So stay away from things. Number two, to all the experts, Quran is one of the best things you do also these days. And for the woman who's menstruating, you can read without moving your lips. It's covered 20 times in Ramadan. The best zikr you do is actually tahleel, al-takbir, al-tahmeed, al-tasbih, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah. I'm sure all of you, and if not, let me know, I can share it with you. You have received these recordings of takbir, of tahleel. Put it, driving, put it. And your niyyah is this is the 10 days. Sayyidina Abu Huraira, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar were very well known. They say once they start, they go to the market for no reason. Like you're going to go and buy, you're going to go to Albertson and buy a milk, right? You enter, you do zikr, and you leave, and you do zikr, and you're all time in zikr. That's what they did. You glorify Allah because He guided you. He guided me. So dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, last but not the least is charity. Charity money, charity in non-monetary, not in money. What is the best charity? Not in money. Simple. Somebody doesn't know anything. Smile. Exactly. Say salamu alaykum, smile. What do you mind? If I know you, big smile. If I don't know you, why is she smiling in my face? What does she want from me? Why? I don't know. Right? And some people don't answer. They say, well, I can educate you. Okay, Allah will answer me. That's fine. I'll get my reward. And I'm going to do it perfectly because it's the 10 days. So the best thing is smile. Make someone happy. Allah, there's a lot of opportunities these days to make people happy. If you really want to do that, you Allah will send it to you. And Allah, make you call someone, and then someone suddenly says something, and you're going to make them happy. It's people who want to talk to somebody. It's people who want someone to come and sit with them. And these are all simple things. But again, we're busy in our rat race, as I call it. So, sadaqah, of course you give money. Don't you have a dollar? Don't you have it every day? Dollar. In the masjid. Dollar. Sadaqah. Charity. And then next week, of course, Tuesday, which all of you know, is Arafah. Arafah Siyam is for the person who's not in Hajj, is the special one. So now, Yawm Arafah, Yawm Shuruq. Before and after. Like fasting the day of Arafah will forgive the sins before and after. How about if I have the cycle? Your knee is there. Don't be too hard on yourself or don't let Satan do this to you. If you did not have your cycle, you will be fasting, yes? That's it. You got the reward. Because if you are used to do something, a good deed, you always fast Monday and Thursday. Then you travel. And you couldn't do it because you're traveling in a hectic schedule. Allah will reward you as if you fast. So the same thing. You plan to fast every Arafah I fast. This Arafah I couldn't. Traveling, I had the cycle, I'm sick, whatever the reason, legitimate, that is allowed for us not to fast, Allah will reward you. But dhikr on the day of Arafah is one second. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير في السلف خير ما قلت أنا والنبيين من قبلي. The best I have said, he was in Arafah عليه الصلاة والسلام. May Allah invite us, there's some hope. I don't know, but it's fading, but maybe. So on the day of Arafah, he was standing there. He said, وقفت هنا وكل عرفة موقف. I stood up here and everywhere in Arafah is a place to stand. And then he said, ثبت what I said. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. Every letter is one good deed. See how many? Carefully, do the math. And every good deed is 10. Do the math. Imagine, I give you 1 cent, and I said, say this, for every letter, I'll give you 1 cent. Let alone, I'll give you $1. And then after you finish, I said, guess what? Every dollar will be 10 for every letter. And after this, لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. Put it in your heart. Record and put it in your home so you remember. You get into the car, put it there because we forget. Not necessarily we don't want to do it. We forget, we get distracted. Put it there. So fasting and dhikr on day of Arafah. Charity, money, smile, remove. Somebody is feeling down. Say a couple of words to make them feel better. That's a charity. Easy? Of course, for us who can pray, for sure, salah quality and quantity. I mean, it's very hard not to do tahajjud in the 10 days. And this masjid was full in the last 10 nights. Why now? Why? What happened? Rabbul Bayt is Rabbul Bayt. The Lord of the house was still the Lord of the house. The Lord of the house was in Arvain in Ramadan. It's still the Lord of the house in Arvain in the 10 days. Try to come to the masjid. Much more. Whatever Allah opens for you. Get back to salah, to salah, whatever you can, on a daily basis. And for young mothers, bring your children. Teach the children what in this day is. Everybody talking about Pride Month, and this is our day. We need to, if we don't celebrate, who will celebrate? If we don't glorify it, who will glorify? The non-Muslims, they don't even know. So inshallah, I gave you.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.